气的限制。感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
早上再和众弟兄姊妹见面。
That we can meet with brothers and sisters again.
请你们为我祷告。
Please pray for me.
让我能够站在这里站得稳。
That I can stand here firmly.
刚才我放下这个拐杖的时候啊。
When I put down my walking stick.
我就有一个感觉。
I have a feeling that.
弟兄姊妹还记得吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you still remember?
有一个瘸腿的人。
There was one who was lame.
带着拐杖来见主耶稣。
He walked towards the Lord.
主耶稣说：“起来行走。”
And then the Lord said to him, "Stand up and walk."
圣经怎么说呢？他就放下拐杖，起来行走。
And then he put down his walking stick and he began to walk.
刚才我放下这个拐杖的时候，我有这个感觉。
When I put down my walking stick, I have the same feeling.
我很久没有站着和弟兄姊妹交通了。
For a long time, I have not stand up and talk to brothers and sisters.
满了喜乐。
So I'm full of joy.
请你们为我祷告，让我有信心。
Pray for me that I may have faith.
靠着主。
By the Lord's strength.
也靠着主的恩典。
And His grace.
我能在这里站得稳，和弟兄姊妹有交通。
That I can stand here, firm here, and fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few scriptures.
经文是在今天这个周信上面有。
It's on the newsletter. If you can refer to it.
约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
我们知道十七章是主耶稣的一个祷告。
We know that chapter 17 is the Lord Jesus' prayer.
他先为自己祷告。
He prayed for himself first.
然后为门徒祷告。
And then pray for the disciples.
然后为着那些听门徒的教导而信主的人祷告。
And pray for those who listen to the disciples' teaching and believe.
我拣选的这一段是在中间的那一段。
The one I chosen was in the middle of the chapter.
是主耶稣在神的面前，就是在他天父的面前。为门徒祷告。
That the Lord Jesus before the Heavenly Father prays for His disciples.
也可以说主耶稣为我们祷告。
You can say that the Lord Jesus praying for us.
约翰福音十七章。
John's Gospel chapter 17.
从十七节开始。
Reading from verse 17.
或者从十三节开始到二十六节。
Actually, we can read from verse 13 to verse 26.
约翰福音十七章
，John's Gospel chapter 17，
从十三节开始。
Reading from verse 13，
我们一同读好吗
？Let us read together.
读到这一章的末了。
And finish the chapter.
现在我往你那里去。我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。你猜我在我到世上，我也照样猜他们到世上。我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。我不但为这些人祷祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一。正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫人可以信你差了我。你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一。叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们，当与你爱我一样。父啊，我在这里，愿你所赐给我的人也同我在那里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为这一起，你已经爱我了。 世人未曾认识你，我愿认识你，你这些人也知道你差了我来，我已将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，你要说爱的国的爱。我们读到这里。
That's all we read.
第二次我们读十八章。
And then in chapter 18.
十七章是主耶稣被卖以后，他为门徒祷告，为信徒祷告。
Chapter 17 is the prayer the Lord Jesus made for the disciples and the disciples and for all believers after he was betrayed.
他这个祷告可能是在克西马尼园的附近。
Possibly that this was a prayer made in the vicinity of Gethsemane.
十八章他带领门徒到了一个院子里。
And chapter 18, he brought his disciples to a garden.
下面记载的是他被卖的光景。
And what they recorded here was the situation, what happened
他所爱的一个门徒
after he was betrayed.
犹大
that one of the disciples that he loved, Judas,
用亲嘴的方式把主耶稣卖了。
Had betrayed the Lord Jesus with a kiss.
兵丁来捉拿他。
When the army, the soldiers come and captured him.
把他带到大祭司那里。
Brought him to the presence of the great high priest.
然后从大祭司那里就转到比拉多的面前。
And then after the high priest, they took him to Pilate.
因为大祭司觉得他管不了这件事。
Because the high priest felt that he cannot take care of the whole matter.
当主耶稣见比拉多的时候
，When Jesus met Pilate, Pontius Pilate,
比拉多问他几个问题。
And Pilate asked him a few questions.
我们读一读这一段。
Let's read that portion.
37-38节。
37 and 38。
这是主耶稣在比拉多面前讲了一段话。
And these are the words that Jesus spoke to Pontius Pilate.
比拉多就问他说。
And Pilate therefore said to him.
我们读这两节。
Let's read these two verses.
37-38。
37 and 38。
比拉多就对他说：“这样你是王吗？”耶稣回答说：“你说我是王。”我为此而生，也为此做，何为要真理做见证？凡属真理的人就听我的话。比拉多说：“真理是什么？”说了这话，又出来到犹太人那里，对他们说：“我查不出还有什么来。”比拉多问他说：“你是王吗？”
And Pilate asked him, "Are you a king?"
主耶稣说：“你说我是王，我为此而生。”
And Jesus answered, "You are rightly. You said rightly that I am a king, and for this cause I was born."
比拉多又问他说：“真理是什么？”
Then he asked him, "What is truth?"
因为主耶稣对比拉多说：“凡属真理的人就听我的话。”
Because Jesus said, "I have come into the world that I should bear witness to truth."
那比拉多就有问题了。
Hear my voice.
真理是什么？
And Pilate say, "What is truth?"
刚才我们在十七章那里，主耶稣为我们祷告的当中有一句话。
And in chapter 17, in the words that Jesus prayed for us, there is this.
可以回答这个问题。
And to answer that question.
第十七节
Verse 17
求你用真理使他们成圣
Sanctify them by your truth
你的道就是真理
Your word is truth
比拉多问说真理是什么
And Pilate say what is truth
主耶稣的回答是神的话就是真理
And the Lord Jesus answer here say God's word is the truth
而且这个真理能使我们成圣。
And this truth can sanctify us.
我们在读约翰一章第十七、十八节。
And John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1,
17, 18, verse 17 and 18,
this is something that we are familiar with.
律法本是借着摩西传的,
For the law was given through Moses.
恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的,
But grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
摩西传的是一个客观的律法,
Moses preached a very objective truth.
主耶稣来的一个主观的经历就是恩典和真理,
But from Jesus came the subjective experience of truth and grace.
有一个翻译是这样说,
Another translation states,
摩西是传, 注意这个传字,
Moses passed on,
不是他自己的,
It is not something of himself,
是经过他传来的,
But through him he passed on.
律法是从神来的,
The law came through from God,
经过摩西传给我们,
And through Moses it passed to us.
但是恩典和真理,
But grace and truth,
乃是从耶稣基督出来的,
came from Jesus Christ,
或者从主耶稣那里生出来的,
and was born through Jesus Christ.
主耶稣不是拿一个客观的恩典和真理来给我们, 传给我们,
So therefore, Jesus is not giving us an objective truth.
恩典和真理是从耶稣基督来的,
Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
换一句话说,
In another word,
没有主耶稣基督,
Without the Lord Jesus,
就没有恩典,
there's
no grace, 就没有真理,
there's no truth.
没有摩西,
Without Moses,
律法还在,
the law will still remain there.
因为他不过是传律法,
because he's only passing on the law.
但是主耶稣基督来,
But the Lord Jesus came,
就是恩典和真理也来了,
and he came with truth and grace.
恩典和律法, 恩典和真理, 是从耶稣基督来的,
So grace and truth came through the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是这一节圣经的重点,
That is the emphasis of this verse here.
18节那里说,
In verse 18 it says,
从来没有人看见神,
There's no one has ever seen God.
只有在他父怀里的独生子将他
The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him.
神的独生子,
the only Son of God,
把神表明出来,
He expressed or revealed
他就是神的发表,
God. He is the expression of God.
人若不借着主耶稣,
Without, through the Lord Jesus Christ,
就不可能认识神,
no one can know God.
就不可能知道神是怎样的一位神,
No one can understand who God is.
这是这一节的重点,
And that is the emphasis of this verse.
我们再读哥林多前书第一章,
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章,
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
第一节和第二节,
Verse 1 and verse 2.
奉神旨意, 蒙召做耶稣基督使徒的, 保罗, 同兄弟, 所提尼, 写信给在哥林多神的教会, 就是在基督耶稣里, 成圣, 蒙召做圣徒的, 以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人, 基督是你们的主, 也是我们的主, 愿恩惠平安, 从神, 我们的父, 并主耶稣基督归于你们。
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 3.
请注意, 这个, 写信给在哥林多神的教会, 就是在基督耶稣里成圣, 蒙召做圣徒的, 以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人。
Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the word of God and Sosthenes our brother, and emphasis is in verse 2. To the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, and with all who in every place call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, both theirs and ours.
神的教会包括哪些人?
Here talk about the church of God, who they, do they include?
包括在基督耶稣里成圣,
he said, those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus,
并蒙召做圣徒的,
and called to be saints,
和各处信主耶稣基督的名的人,
we all who in every place call on the name of, the Jesus, of Jesus Christ our Lord.
这就是教会,
this is the church.
教会的内容,
this is the content of the church.
好, 我们一同祷告,
now let's pray.
爱我们的主,
dear Lord who love us,
我们感谢赞美你,
we thank you and praise you.
恩典和真理是从你来的,
for grace and truth came through you.
我们今天坐在这里的人,
today everyone who sits here,
就是因着你的恩典,
it is by your grace,
蒙你的呼召,
that we have been called by you,
得了你的救恩,
receive your salvation,
成为圣徒的人,
and to be saints.
虽然我们对这个身份还好像不配,
we felt that we are unworthy of this status,
but we thank you,
在恩典底下, and under grace,
我们已经是圣徒,
we are saints,
都是因着你给我们的恩典,
because of the grace you have given us,
我们在恩典里能够成为神的儿女,
that under grace we may become children of God,
能够成为从世界里分别出来的圣徒,
sanctify, separated from the world,
为这个身份, 我们感谢你,
for this status we thank you.
今天我们要交通这一点, 求主你恩待我们,
and we share on this today, may you be gracious to us,
圣灵来帮助我们,
may the Holy Spirit be helping us,
认识这一个基本的真理,
to understand this basic truth.
愿主的圣灵在我们中间运行,
may the Spirit of God be moving among us,
在每一个人的灵里, 你开启我们,
that in everyone's spirit that you may
inspire us,
that we may be with joy, understand our position,
也给我们恩典,
and give us grace,
能够让我们的生活,
that our life,
让我们的样式,
that our pattern,
能够配得过我们的身份,
can be compatible with our identity.
求主听我们的祷告,
may you listen to our prayers, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名,
in Jesus' name we ask.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹, 我们今天要交通的题目就是因真理成圣。
Brothers and sisters, the topic we want to share about is to be sanctified and to be saint.
过去这些年, 在我们中间有一个名词, 我们常常遇见。
And in the past, we have met these words that have been talking, we talk about.
常有人问我们,
some people ask us,
你信主耶稣了吗?
Have you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ?
你知道你得救了吗?
Have you been saved?
这是过去这几十年来在信徒当中常有的光景。
And this is the word that we always ask people among the believers.
有的人不敢回答,
some people dare not answer.
我信主是信了, 但是得救没有得救, 我不知道。
He said, I believe in Lord Jesus, but am I saved? I'm not sure. Many people are like that.
讲出来, 我得救了, 但是讲得不踏实,
they say, I am saved, but they are not too sure what saved means.
讲得不理直气壮,
and in the sense that they are not confident in
我得救了,
what they say. I'm saved.
我肯定地得救了,
I'm sure that I'm saved.
很多的人在这个问题上, 常常不大肯定,
but many people are not confident in saying that.
但是现目前这个问题已经过去了,
but now, since that this question has passed, many Christians who say,
很有把握地能对人说,
they have confidence
to say,
yes, I'm saved.
我得救以前怎样, 我现在得救了。
In the past, before I was saved, I was like that.
我们很有把握地说这个话,
but now I'm saved, I'm different.
因为圣经, 关于这一方面的圣经, 我们很熟悉了。
Because now we have very confident of the passages of scripture that talk about
信而受洗的人,
those who believe and baptize,
就必得救,
they must be saved.
呼叫主名的人,
whoever will call on the name of the Lord,
就必得救,
they must be, they shall be saved.
信主耶稣的人,
those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
不至灭亡,
They shall not perish,
反得永生,
but have eternal life.
得永生就是得救。
To receive eternal life is to be saved.
这是一个很 普通的知识。
So these are very common knowledge. 我们都能肯
定的。
Many people can confident to know that.
但是你要问他说你成圣了吗?
But if you ask people, have you been sanctified?
大家不敢说。
Then people dare not answer that.
知道自己得救。
They know that they are saved.
但是不敢说自己是成圣。
But they are not say that they have been sanctified.
弟兄姊妹，今天我就是要和大家交通这一点。
Brothers and sisters, this is what I want to share with you today.
主耶稣为我们祷告说，求父用圣用真理使他们成圣。
The Lord Jesus prayed that God may sanctify them by His truth.
你相不相信父神听主耶稣的祷告
？Do you believe that God the Father will listen to Jesus' prayer?
我们每一个信主耶稣的人
，Everyone here who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ，
我们是神成为神的儿女
，We became children of God。
我们很有把握
，We have that confidence。
但是说我们信了主，我们是成圣了。
And we believe that once we believe, we are sanctified.
我们不敢说。
We dare not say that.
对我们来讲
，Because
很多人把这个成圣看得高不可攀。
People think that sanctification is something that is so high that they cannot reach.
这是一个错误的思想。
But that is an incorrect understanding.
不合乎真理。
It's not according to the truth.
就是说不合乎神的话。
It's not according to the word of God.
神的话是说。他用真理使我们成圣。
God will say that He will sanctify us by His truth.
在这个真理上，你要不认识的话
，But if you do not know this truth,
你就不敢说你是成圣的。
Then they not say that you are sanctified.
因为你觉得你不配。
Because that you felt that you are not.
你觉得我们的生活不像一个圣人。
Because you felt that your lifestyle is not like a saint.
叫我基督徒，我可以接受。
Yes, I'm a Christian.
要是叫我圣徒的话。
But if you call me a saint,
我实在担当不起。
Then I dare not take that.
这是很多人的心态。
Many people think like that.
这个是有一点的影响，受天主教的影响。
Because there was an understanding that has been misguided by the Roman Catholics.
天主教有的时候他封一个人做圣人。
When the Catholics want to anoint someone to be a saint,
很隆重的一个仪式。
They have to pass through a very solemn ceremony.
他们在信徒当中，有的人在有好的见证。
There are some Christians who have good testimonies.
帮助很多的人。
They have helped many people.
让很多的人从他得到一些属灵的帮助。
That people may have received some spiritual help from them.
那么经过多年的考验。
After many years of testing.
这个人我们可以选他出来。做圣人
，and then they will say, "Oh, we can now call that person a saint."
拣选一个特别的日子
，and chose a special day
来封他做圣人
，to anoint him as a saint.
我想我们对这一个有一点认识。
So we understand that's how they do things.
好比说，印度有一个 Teresa 修女
，like in India, there's a Mother Teresa.
她一生行善
，she has performed good deeds all her life.
照顾有病的。孤儿
，taking care of the sick orphans，
牺牲他自己
，and lay down her life，
一生一世做这件事
，and do that work all through her life。
那么天主教有一天就要封他做圣人
，and therefore the Catholic one day will say that she is a saint。
我们常听见这样的消息
，we heard this news。
有某某这个教皇
，and certain pope。
那么他死了以后，封他做圣人。
After he died, they say, "Oh, he is a saint."
是很特别的。
It's a very special ceremony.
这是不合真理的。
But it's not according to the truth.
圣，我们所信的圣经。
The Bible that we believe in.
从来没有这样的事。
Did not say that should be the case.
从来没有这样的教导。
Or teaching like that.
我们所接受的圣经。
The Bible that we accepted.
那是说每一个信主耶稣的人。
It says that everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ,
他都得着一个身份。
They all have a new status.
他是圣，他是一个圣徒。
He is a saint.
因为神已经让他成圣了。
Because God has sanctified them by His truth.
这是在地位方面。
This is in terms of position.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
我们既是神的儿女
even though we are children of God,
好像一个皇帝,
just like an emperor,
一个王,
an emperor, a king,
他的儿子,
his children,
就是王子,
will be prince and princess.
这是他的身份。
This is his position.
只要是他是生的儿女,
whatever children he has,
就得了一个王子的身份。
Then they have a prince, a position of prince or princess.
他可能不像一个王子。
He may or may not look like a prince.
可能他的生活很随便。
Perhaps his life is wild.
他也不体面。
And he is not good.
他不大像一个王子。
He doesn't look like a prince.
但是你不能说他不是王子。
But you can't say that he is not a prince.
今天我们作为信徒的人。
Today we as believers.
我们在神的面前既是神的儿女。
We are children of God
before
God. 我们
得着一个身份。
We have a new identity.
我们是圣徒。
We are saints.
我们是圣徒。
We are saints.
因为我们是神所生的。
Because we are born of God.
我们的地位是圣徒的身份。
So our position is that it's the position of the saints.
但可惜的是我们的生活不大像圣徒。
Our living seems that it's not like a saint.
这个圣字不是很神秘的一个字。
Because this word saint is not a mysterious word.
在圣经里面说的圣是圣洁。
The word saint means being related to sanctification.
神是圣洁的。
To holiness. God is holy.
圣是属天的。
Whoever is a saint is belong to heaven.
好像我们刚才读的约翰福音说，主耶稣他不是属这个，他的国不是属这个地上的。
That the Lord Jesus'
kingdom 不是属世界的。
It's not of this world.
是属天的。
But it's of heaven.
圣是把我们从世界分别出来。
Being sanctified is to be separated from the world.
圣的对面就是俗。圣的对面就是俗，世俗。
Okay. The opposite of sanctification is being worldly.
是和神把我们从世俗里拯救出来。
God has delivered us from the world, from the system of the world.
摆在他的境界里。
And to put us into his environment.
圣经用圣经的话是把我们分别为圣。
The Bible says he has sanctified us.
不是看我们自己的光景。
Not according to what we are like.
乃是看我们的身份。
But look at our position, our identity.
神把我们从世界里分别出来，归给他自己。
God has separated us from the world and take us to be belonging to
himself. 凡是世界上的东西。
Everything that's of the world,
分别出来归给神。
He has separated them from those things and brings us to himself.
这个东西就变成圣的东西。
And we became holy, became sanctified in his sight.
所以在圣经里旧约有几个大字，归耶和华为圣。
So in the Old Testament, that is a few words that say sanctify to the Lord.
从前这个人是属世界的。
In the past, this person is belong to the world.
他生活在世俗当中。
He lived in the systems of the world.
但是有一天，神找到了他。
But one day God found him.
把他从世界里分别出来。
And separated him from the world.
这个是我的。
He said, "These are mine."
从今以后，他属于我。
From now on, they belong to me.
永远属于我。
Forever belong to me.
这个过程就叫
做
分别为圣。
It's called sanctification.
弟兄姊妹，我们信主耶稣的人。
Brothers and sisters, we who believe in the Lord Jesus.
根据圣经的话。
The Bible says.
就是神的话。
It is God's word.
那么就是真理。
That is truth.
告诉我们说，得着一个权柄。
It tells us that we receive authority.
得着一个地位。
We receive a position.
得着一个身份。
And an identity.
是归神的。
That we
做成为神的儿女。
We became children of God.
神把我们从世界里分别出来，归他自己。
God has separated us from the world.
这个地位。
This position.
就是叫做为圣。
It's concerning a holy position.
这个就叫做不只是称义。
Not only justified,
乃是成圣
but became sanctified.
为成义的意思是说他没有罪了。
Justified means that we no longer call sinful.
成圣的意思是说归我了。
Sanctify means that we belong to God.
这是我们的地位。
That is our identity.
我们还有在成圣方面还有第二个讲究。
There's a second aspect of being sanctified.
那就是我们的生活。
That is our life.
我们有成圣的地位。
We have the position or identity of being sanctified.
但是我们缺少成圣的生活。
Are we lacking the sanctified
life? 因为我们是在世俗当中长大的。
Because we are brought up in the world.
我们生在世俗里。
We're born into the world.
长在世俗里。
And we live in the world.
我们的生活。
Our life and living.
一直在世俗里。
Has always been worldly.
带着世俗的一些光景。
And we came with all the styles or the systems of the world.
从前我们的生活样样都是像世界的样子。
In the past, we may live like the world.
照着世界的规矩。
According to the system of the world.
照着世俗人情来生活。
And according to the patterns and the customs of the world.
你若不照着世界的人情世故。
If you do not follow the system or the custom of the world,
你是一个不懂人情世故的人。
Then people say that you are someone who does not understand how to live.
基督徒应该是一个不懂世故人情的人。
Christians should be people who do not understand the system,
culture,
or custom of the world.
我们在亚当里生活惯了。
In the past, we are accustomed to live in the old Adam.
把我们转到在基督里生活。
But now he has turned us to be Christ.
我们就不大习惯。
We are not accustomed to that.
我们的生活是不是在亚当里就是在基督里
Our life is not in Adam, we should be in Christ.
一个没有信主耶稣的人
A person who does not believe in Jesus.
100%是生活在亚当里
So 100% he's living in Adam.
因为这个生命是从亚当来的
Because his life came from Adam.
罪性是从亚当来的
Because sin came from Adam.
但是我们信主以后
But after we believe in Jesus.
我们是从亚当里移民到基督里。
We have been migrated from Adam into Christ.
我用这个话，大家就能懂。
If I use this word, you can understand.
本来是我们在亚当的境界里。
In the past, we are in Adam.
我们信了主，我们移民了。
And after we believe,
移民到基督里。
We migrated into Christ.
我们成为一个属于基督的人。
We became Christian.
这一个过程就是得救的过程。
And that is the process of salvation.
在基督里。
In Christ.
怎么说呢
？What to say? What do we say?
若有人在基督里
，He say if anyone is in Christ，
他就是一个新造的人。
Behold, he is became new，
是新造的人。
He is a new creation。
你移民到澳洲来了
，You migrated Australia。
你拿到澳洲的身份了
，You received the Australian citizenship。
你就变成一个澳洲的人。
Then you became Australian。
若有人在基督里
，If anyone is in Christ，
他拿到一个签证
，He received a passport.
这个签证就是圣灵。
A visa that say that he is belong to Christ.
我们在圣灵里，我们住在基督里。
We are in Christ through the Holy Spirit.
若有人在基督里，他就是个新造的人。
If anyone's in Christ, he's a new creation.
旧事已过。
The old has passed away.
都变成新的了。
Behold, he became new. All things became new.
但是我们从亚当里移民到基督里。
So when we are from old Adam, my great
Christ. 我们很多的生活方式还是亚当式。
Yet many of our lifestyle is just like old Adam.
好像我们一个中国人从中国移民到澳洲来。
Just like Chinese person migrated from China to
Australia. 我们还要吃中国饭。
We still like to eat Chinese rice.
我们要吃什么东西啊？我们还要照中国的规矩。
Whatever we eat, we try to do it the Chinese
way. 我们的来往还是像中国的规矩。
And the way we treat one another is like
像一个基督徒，他信主以后，他在基督里。
A Christian who became
他已经成为神的儿女。
He became children of God.
但是他还要过亚当式的生活。
But he still want to live the old Adam style of life.
所以我们的生活很矛盾。
So our life is in conflict.
这就是基督徒实际的难处。
That is our real difficulties.
他的生活不像基督。
He may not live like a Christian.
但是他的身份又是基督徒。
But he is a Christian.
这是很大的矛盾。
There is a great conflict there.
所以神救我们的目的。
So the purpose God saved us.
是要救我们到像他的儿子。
So that we may become like the Son of God.
你既然是王子。
Since you are a prince,
你就要是有王子的生活。
You must have the lifestyle of a prince.
你就要有王子的仪态。
You must have the look of a prince.
用圣经的话说，要有王子的体统。
That we have the standing of a prince.
但是很可惜。
Unfortunately,
我们的生活是亚当加上基督。
Our life is all Adam plus Christ.
一下子是亚当。
Sometimes like Adam.
那圣灵一提醒。
And when we're reminded by the Holy Spirit,
我是属基督的。
That we belong to Christ.
有一个矛盾。
Then there is another conflict.
信徒能够成为圣徒。
A Christian can be a saint.
靠着恩典。
It's by grace.
靠着真理。
By truth.
神是这样说了。
That's what God said.
你得救了，你是分别出来的人。
You are saved, you are sanctified.
你得着一个成圣的身份。
You have a new position.
从今以后，你是一个在基督里的人。
From now on, you belong to Christ.
一个在基督里的人就是圣徒。
Everyone who belongs who are in Christ, they are a saint.
不管你自己认识不认识。
Whether you know that or not.
但是神的原则就是这样。
But that is God's principle.
不，我们配不上。
But we felt that we are not worthy of that.
所以才有圣灵来做工。
That's why the Holy Spirit needs to work in us.
圣灵能做工到一个地步，把一个信徒变成圣徒。
That he can transform a believer to a saint.
让他的生活配得起他的身份。
That our life, our living,
这就是我们基督徒每天的生活所经历的。
This is what a Christian must go through every single day.
你天天碰见很多的事情。
You came upon many matters.
碰见很多的人在你身上有一些动作。
And some people may do something to you.
这样对待你，那样对待你。
Or treat you this way or that way.
都有圣灵在那里管理。
But the Holy Spirit actually looking after you.
圣灵管理我们的生活
the Holy Spirit looking
就好像神管理这个宇宙一样
just like God overseeing the whole universe
一分一秒都不差的
that not one second or one minute pass by without
当你发现你这个基督徒你的生活不像基督徒了
when you discover that you as a Christian
或者说
do not live like a Christian
不像基督了
or do not live like Christ
不像亚当
like old Adam
你知道的
You should know that.
你明白的。
You understand that.
你若没有信主，你没有这个感觉。
If you do not believe in God,
你若信主了，圣灵就要负你的责任。
But if you are a believer, the Holy Spirit will take care of you.
圣灵从来不会失职的。
The Holy Spirit will not be unemployed.
圣灵是一直在那里运行。
The Holy Spirit is always working.
在你我里面做工。
That working within you and within me.
神在我们身上所做的一切工作
The work that God work in us
都是圣灵在那里做
It is the Holy Spirit working there
你盼望神看见神的手吗
You want to see the hand of God
不可能
It's impossible
神是借着圣灵在你里面做工
But God is working in you through the Holy Spirit
神对你说话是靠着圣灵
God speak to you through the Holy Spirit
神要在你身上做事
God want to do things
是靠着圣灵
by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵把神的话执行在我们身上
And the Holy Spirit will manifest God's word in our life.
当圣灵让你感觉到你不像基督了
So when the Holy Spirit
你这个基督
show you that
你这个基督徒 应该是像基督的
that you should be looking like Christ.
但是你讲了一句话不像基督
But if you say something that is not like Christ.
那就是不合圣徒的体统
Then you do not live like a believer.
你做一件事
If you do something,
不像基督
do not look like Christ.
那就是不合圣徒的体统
Then you do not live like Christ.
圣灵一定提醒你
Then the Holy Spirit will remind you.
若是圣灵，你没有圣灵的提醒
If you do not have the reminder of the Holy Spirit,
那你这个基督徒都有问题
Then whether you are a Christian or not,
你是一个世界的人
It is a question.
因为世界的人，圣灵不对他讲话
Because you might be like the people in the world.Holy Spirit do not speak to them.
圣灵是我们的保惠师。
So the Holy Spirit is our counselor.
圣灵要带领我们进入一切的真理。
He will take us, a counselor will take us into all the truth.
真理是什么呢？真理就是神的话。
The truth is the word of God.
神的话就是真理。
God's word is the truth.
在原文里头神这个神的话这个话字
In the original language, the word of God
不是一个死的文字
It is not a dead word
它是一个活的文字
But it's a living word
在约翰福音第一章
In John chapter 1
第一节
Verse 1
那你怎么说呢
What does it say?
太初有道
In the beginning was the word
这个道就是神的话
And this word is the word of God
在希腊文里是个特别的字
In Greek this is a special word
就是叫做 Logos
It's called Logos
在圣经里关于话有好几个字
Concerning the word In the Bible, there are
只有神的话可以用 Logos 这个字
Only God's word can be Logos
Logos 就是真理
Logos means truth
那么圣灵一提醒你
When the Holy Spirit reminded you
一秒钟都不用你马上里头有个转变
You do not need even one second that something in you will change
我不要像亚当
I do not want to be like Adam
我要脱离亚当
I want to be delivered from Adam and to be like Christ.
你这个一转念之间
When you change your mind,
你就会经历神的话在你里头给你力量
Then you can experience the word of God giving you strength within you.
神就能够让基督的生命在你里头产生生命的作用
And God can produce the power that's in Christ to change you.
让你从基督得着他自己
That you may receiveChrist himself.
神不是要改变我们的生命。
God does not try to change our life.
神是改换我们的生命。
He's transforming our life.
他用基督来代替亚当交换。
He is using Christ to replace the Adam.
没有一个人的生命是可以改变的。
No one's life can be changed.
我们中国那些有经验的人讲一句话。
There is a word that is spoken by experienced people.
江山易改，人性难移。
You say kingdoms can change, generation can change, but the person's character can is hard.
那亚当的生命不会改变。
And Adam's old life cannot change.
只能够改换。
Can only be exchanged.
神救我们是把亚当的生命从我们里头拿去。
So when God saved us, He took away the old Adam's life.
把基督代替亚当住在我们。
And substitute us with Christ.
所以当每一次我们有这一转念的时候。
So whenever we have this change of mind.
你就更多地得着基督。
Then we receive more of Christ.
这个更多地得着基督。
The more receiving Christ.
就叫做属灵的长进。
It's talk about spiritual growth.
这不是一件很奥秘的事。
It's not something mysterious.
这是一个在对基督徒来讲是很正常的一件事。
By something normal to all Christians.
你不需要用三天两夜去在那里祷告。
You do not need to pray for three nights or two days.
求主救我脱离亚当。
May God save me to be away from old Adam. 转念
之间，圣灵就要提醒你，你就要有回应。
Actually, Holy Spirit remind you as soon as you respond to him, then Christ can grow within you. How does Christ grow in you? That's how he grows.
每逢圣灵提醒你的时候,
Whenever the Holy Spirit reminded you,
你现在的样子不合圣徒的体统,
that the way you live is not according to the life of Christ.
是的,我愿意长进。
And you say, yes, I'm willing to grow.
圣灵就让你长进。
And the Holy Spirit will help you grow.
在基督的成分在你里头就多一点。
And then the more of Christ will be forming you.
这就叫做成圣的过程。
And that is the process of sanctification.
你已经有了圣徒的身份。
You have the identity of a saint.
和地位。
And position.
我们现在所差的是圣徒的生活的那个样式。
And what we are lacking is that the living of a saint.
神的旨意是让每一个得救的人。
God's will is that everyone who is saved.
不只成为圣徒。
Not only became saints.
而且能经历圣徒的生活。
But can also experience the lifestyle of a saint.
有一天我们能在神的面前说。
And one day we can stand before God and say.
天父啊，我感谢你。
Father, I thank you.
我从前是百分之百的亚当。
In the past, I was 100% Adam.
但是因着你的真理和恩典。
But by your grace and by your truth,
我现在百分之百的是基督在我里面。
I felt that I'm 100% in Christ.
这个话不是太难讲。
It is not too hard.
加拉太书二章二十节。
Galatians 2:20 says.
保罗就是这样讲的。
That's what Paul says.
保罗是什么样的出身的人
？And what sort of birth position Paul was from?
他比我们败坏多了。
He was worse than us, he said.
他反对神。
He's against God.
他到处捉拿基督徒。
He's capturing Christians everywhere.
逼迫他们。
Persecuting them.
杀害他们。
Killing them.
他是一个热心的。
He's a zealous person.
热心说是什么呢？逼迫基督徒的人。
He is persecuting Christians.
他少年的时候。
When he is young.
当第一在信徒当中第一个殉道者史提凡
The first martyr among the saints, Stephen,
被当时的犹太人用石头打死
When he was stoned to death by the Jewish people,
少年的保罗就亲眼看见
The young Paul was there.
他亲眼看见基督徒被石头打死
He saw with his own eye Christian being stoned to death.
从那个时候我想他就得到一个鼓励
From then on, he was encouraged.
他要做一个顶尖的逼迫基督徒的人。
He wanted to be the top persecutor.
但是有一天，神得罪了他。
But one day, God gained him.
他不要神。
He did not want God.
神要他。
But God wanted him.
好像你我一样。
Just like you and I.
你不要神。
You do not want God.
但是神要你。
But God wanted you.
你不爱神，但是神爱你。
You do not love God, but God loves you.
你从来不懂得神的爱。
You do not know what God loves.
但神还是爱你。
But He still loves you.
只等到有一天你做了神的儿女。
You became the children of God.
你才知道神爱你。
Then you know that God loves you.
保罗就是这样一个人。
That's what Paul said.
神得罪了他。
Paul, God had gained him.
神让他从扫罗变成保罗。
God had changed him from Saul into Paul.
从那一时候开始。
From that day onwards.
用他自己的话说
Using his own word,
我丢弃万事看作粪土
count all things lost,
为要得着基督
in order to gain Christ,
他每一分钟都是要得着基督
Every minute is
不管损失有多大
no matter how much loss,
不管多么难受
no matter how hard it is,
他丢弃万事看作粪土
lay down all things in order
看作粪土就是当没有价值的
As without values.
他最大的价值就是得着基督。
The biggest value is to gain Christ.
他得着基督不是一下子得着的。
It's not gained in a sudden.
是经过许多的艰难痛苦。
But has gone through many years of suffering.
许多的试炼。
Many loss.
许多的逼迫。
Many persecution.
许多无缘无故的灾害。
Many disasters.
没有理由的强逼迫。
And persecution without reason.
临到他。
Came to him.
一天过一天
day by day,
经过这些
after all those things,
没经过一个遭遇
every experience that he had,
他基督多一点
then he has more Christ.
他不是退后
he's not backsliding,
他是忘记背后的人
but he's forgetting the past.
他一直是追求一件事
he's seeking one thing only,
只有一个目标
only one purpose,
就是要得着基督
that is to gain Christ.
他就是这样得着的
that's how he gained Christ.
他讲了一句不造就人的话。
He said one word that did not edify people.
他里头就有感觉。
That inside him there is a feeling.
他就要多得一点基督。
That he wants to gain more Christ.
多失去亚当。
Lost more of Adam.
我们也可以同样的生活。
We can live in the same way.
到有一天。
Until one day.
他们能够坦然无惧的。
That he can.Stand before God,
公开地宣告说
and also proclaiming,
我这个保罗
I Paul
已经与基督同钉十字架
I have been crucified with Christ
现在活着的不再是我
Now there's no longer I who live
现在活着的是基督在我里面活
But Christ who lives in me
他是爱我为我舍己
And lay down his life for me
而且我如今在肉身活着
The life I live now in the flesh.
我在这个世界上还有肉身的时候。
And while still in the flesh.
是因信神的儿子而活。
I live in my faith in the Son of God.
他里头满了基督。
He is full of Christ.
他外面也满了基督。
He is also full of Christ outwardly.
你们都来看我。
Come and look at me.
看我像不像基督。
See whether I look like Christ.
我是配的你看的。
I'm worthy for you to look at.
我是敢给你看的。
I'm there for you to look at.
你怎么看我，我都不至于羞愧。
How do you look at me, I will not be ashamed.
因为是基督在我里面活。
Because Christ lives in me.
基督从我活出来。
Christ lives out of me.
我活着就是基督。
I live because of Christ.
这是不是一句骄傲的话。
It is not a proud word.
这个是实际的话。
But it's a practical
and
real word. Because he experienced it.
他一直过一个圣徒的生活。
He lives the life of a saint.
和他圣徒的身份是相配合的。
That's compatible to his position as a saint.
在以弗所书第四章那里说。
In Ephesians chapter 4 it says.
以弗所头几章是说到恩典。
Ephesians chapter 4, in the first few chapters, talk about grace.
行事为人要与蒙召的恩相称。
That we should walk worthy of the calling by which we were called.
神召我们来做他的儿女。
God has called us to become his
children. 神召我们脱离世界。
He wants us to be delivered from the world.
从世俗分别出来。
Delivered from the worldly system.
归耶和华为圣。
That we may be sanctified to Jehovah the Lord.
我们的身份是神的儿女。
Our position is the children of God.
这是一个何等的身份。
What a position.
是至高神的儿女。
That we are children of the Most High God.
我们的身份是一个圣徒的身份。
Our position is the position of a saint.
他已经用他的话来拯救我们。
He has delivered us with his word.
他让我们开我们的眼睛认识了他。
He opened up our eyes so that we may know him.
让圣灵开我们的眸色。
That the Holy Spirit may open up our mind.
让我们认识他。
That we may understand.
让我们得着他。
That we may gain him.
让我们接受他的恩典。
That we may receive his grace.
就是他的儿子。
And that we become his
children. 神高我们的恩典不是说有的吃有的穿。
God given us grace so that we have food to eat.
真是把自己贬得太低了。
We are too low if we think that.
我们的祷告，神，我感谢你今天给我吃，给我穿。
Oh God, I thank you for giving me food to eat and drink.
太低了。
Too low.
我们要感谢神，把你的儿子给我当食物。
We must thank God that God has given His Son to us to be food.
这不是我们夸口。
This is not something that we boast of.
这是神所喜悦的。
This is something God loves. 神
就是要这样的。来，我们用我们懂的话来栽培我们。
God wants to use His word to help us to grow.
神兴起万事万物来栽培我们。
God has caused all things to work together to cause us to grow.
让我们能多得到基督。
That we may gain more of Christ.
脱离亚当。
And to be delivered from the old Adam.
但是我们太不习惯了。
But we are not used to it.
我们愿意穿旧鞋，不愿意穿新鞋。
We like to wear the old shoes, not the new shoes.
我想大家都有这个经历。
We all have that experience.
你的旧鞋比你的新鞋舒服的多了。
Your old shoes is more comfortable than your new shoes.
你要有一段的时间才适应你买的新鞋。
But you need some time to get used to the new shoes you bought.
我们在亚当里太舒服了。
We are too comfortable in Adam.
我们舍不得他。
We do not want to let him go.
所以我们。常常活在这个矛盾的当中。
So therefore we live in that conflict.
我们失去了圣徒的体统。
We lost that position of a saint or the lifestyle.
我们看一看圣徒的体统是什么。
Let us see what that means.
以弗所书。
In Ephesians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
第五章一开头这样说，所以你们该效法神。
Chapter 5, verse 1, it says that, therefore be imitators of God.
好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
As dear children.
也要凭爱心行事。
And walk in love as Christ also has loved us.
正如基督爱我们。
And give himself.
为我们舍了自己。
For us.
当作馨香的供物和祭物。献给神
an offering as a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma.
至于淫乱并一切污秽或者贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可。
But fornications or uncleanness or covetousness, There's not even be name among you.
方合圣徒的体统。
As is fitting for saints.
这里用圣徒的体统。
Here it says as fitting for the saints.
一些世俗的话。
It's all the worldly words.
污秽的话。
All the filthy words.
不造就人的话。
All the words that do not edify people.
是不是在世界的人当中太普通了。
That is so common in the people of the world.
你简直有些你在公众当场合当中。
When you're in that public place,
那些市场当中
in the marketplace,
人讲的话
the words that you say,
认真说你仔细去听啊，吓死你。
If you listen to your own words,
什么肮脏的话都有。
You might frighten yourself because you might say some dirty words.
你受不了。
That you cannot take
it. 那是世界，那是亚当里的话。
That is the old Adam, the things of the world.
在圣徒当中不应该有这些话。
But we should not have those things among the saints.
那是有这些话不合圣徒的体统。
If you have those words, it's not fitting for the saints.
神把我们提高到一个地位。
God has raised us up to such a position.
让我们要有圣洁的生活。
That we may have a holy living.
才合圣徒的体统。
That may be fitting for the saints.
但是我们总是觉得自己高不可攀。
But we felt that it is too high, we can't reach.
那圣洁嘛。那是某些人他们要去圣洁。
Holy, there's only some people who can do it.
我追求也没有用。
There's no
point for me
to chase after.
我是上不去的。
Because I know that I can't reach that.
因此我就照亚当的这个形式来生活吧。
Therefore, I may just live the old way, the Adam way.
刚才我们唱的那一首诗歌。
The hymn that we sang this night.
整首诗歌是一个祷告。
The whole hymn was a prayer.
主啊，我愿意像你。
Oh, may I be like you.
这句话就是我愿意做一个圣徒。
I may be a saint.
像主一样。
Like you, Lord.
我愿意你在我里头活。
I may you live within me.
不是改变我，
Not
乃是代替亚当。
Change, but to replace me.
在我里面活着。
That you may live within me.
这样才合圣徒的体统。
Then can I be fit.Live a way fitting for the saints.
在这个过程当中，我们就要注意听神的话。
So in this whole process, we understand that we must listen to the Lord.
我们怎么能有成圣的生活呢？
How can we live a life that is like a saint?
我们怎么能够才有生活像合乎圣徒的体统呢？
How can we live a lifestyle that is fitting for the saints?
圣经里头太多这样的教训。
The Bible has many such teachings.
你的话。就是我路上的光。
Your thy word is a lamp unto my feet.
我脚前的灯。
And the light unto my path.
你的话。
Your word.
谁的话？
Whose word?
神的话。
God's word.
这就是真理。
This is truth.
住在黑暗里的人需要的是光。
Those live in darkness, they need light.
而唯一能发光的就是神的话。
The only thing that can shine darkness is the word of God.
神的话语一解开
When God's word is open, you will shine out light.
叫愚笨的人
That those who are ignorant,
愚妄的人能够看见
That those who are ignorant can see that light.
我们是在黑暗里住惯了的人
We are people who live so used to darkness.
我们需要光
We need light.
而这个光只有神的话能照亮他儿女里面的光。
And only God can shine His light into us to free us from the darkness.
主耶稣的祷告一点都没有错。
The Lord's prayer has nothing wrong to it.
父啊，求你用真理使他们成圣。
Father, may you sanctify them with your truth.
你的话就是真理。
And your word is the truth.
我们所以宝贝圣经。
Why we treasure the Bible?
就是因为圣经是记载神的话。
Because the Bible recorded the word of God.
你要认识神吗？
You want to know God?
只有圣经能告诉你。
Only the Bible can tell you that.
神在哪里？
Where is God?
神是怎样的一位神？
And what sort of person is God?
话就是代表人。
The word represents a person.
你要认识一个人，你一定要让他开口讲话。
If you want to know a person, you must hear what he says.
他若不向你讲话，
If he does not talk to you,
你永远不会认识他。
Then you never know him.
感谢神，他是讲话的神。
Praise God that he is a God who speaks.
他不只讲话，
Not only he speaks,
而且他的话能写出来。
But his words were written.
成为一本书，
became a book.
让我们懂的话，
that we may understand.
世界上没有第二本书像圣经这么多。
There's no second book that's like the Bible.
所有世界上会听话的人，会讲话的人，都能够读到圣经。
So everyone who can hear and listen can also read the Bible. 这是一件
伟大的工程。
This is a great project.
但是神做到了。
But God has done that work.
今天圣经翻译成世界上超过一千多种的文字。
The Bible has been translated to more than 1,000 languages.
没有一本另外的书能够翻成一千多种的文字。
There's no other book in the world that translated to more than 1,000 languages.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is not man's work, but the work of the Holy Spirit.
每一个翻译圣经的小组
，Every translator.Group.
都是在圣灵的感动之下来完成他们的翻译。
They have all been moved by the Holy Spirit to finish this work.
因为若没有圣灵的带领
，without the leading of the Holy Spirit,
人没有办法懂圣经。
Man cannot know the Bible.
你懂文字，但是你不懂它里面的灵。
You may know the words, but you may not know the spirit of the word.
现在圣经每一本圣经都是跟着时代的不同。因为人的思想不同。
Now, revival is because of the changing of the world and the thinking of the world.
常常来更新他们里面的翻译。
They try to renew the translation within it.
越翻译越接近神本来的意思。
And the more they translate, the more it is closer to the original meaning of the word.
他们怎么能这样做呢？
Why can they do that?
因为他们若不这样做圣灵不放过他们。
Because if they don't do that, the Holy Spirit will not let them go.
这是很稀奇的一件事。
There is something so amazing.
我们大家不过大家不大注意它。
Perhaps you may not pay attention to that.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们回到我们的开头。
So brothers and sisters, let's go back to the beginning.
你我是神的儿女。
You and I are children of God.
神救我们，不只让我们入门。
God save us so that we will not just enter the door to be Christians.
他要叫我们长进。
But He wants us to grow up.
长进到我们的生活完全像他的儿子。
To grow up until our lifestyle is exactly like the Son of God.
圣徒要效法神。
How does the Christian, the saints, need to be like God?
效法这两个字。
How to be like, or
不是用你的力量去模仿。
It's not by your power to imitate.
圣经里面的效法
to imitate.
我只能用一个形容，就是把我们放在一个模子里面。
It is to put us into a mold.
神有一个模子，神的形象。
God has a mold, His likeness.
神把我们这些人摆在这个模子里面。
God has put us into that mold.
不是我们自己能磨成他的形象。
So it's not that we can be molded.
一切都是神在自己做。
But it's God's own work that He does.
神要把这些泥土造的人
，He calls us all who will make a
play. 救回来，把他摆在他自己的模子里。
That He put us into His mold.
效法神，就是效法基督。
To imitate God is to imitate Christ.
基督是一个模子。
And Jesus Christ is that mold.
神要把每一个救来的人摆在这个模子里头。
That every redeemed person be put into that mold.
神所造人的时候，第一个模子是亚当。
When He created man, His first mold was Adam.
我们都记得。
We knew that.
神造亚当的时候。
When God created Adam.
照着自己的形象造的。
He made him according to His likeness, His image.
自己的形象就是自己的模子。
That is according to His own mold.
神造作他，神把自己当作一个模子。
God has considered Himself to be a mold.
来造人。
To create man.
然后向他吹一口气。
Then breathe into His nostrils.
他就变成有灵的活人。
And He became a living soul.
当这个吹这一口气到人里面的时候。
When He breathed into His nostrils.
人流了生命。
Man received life.
这个生命是魂的生命。
And this life is a soul life.
这个生命是要得着供应才能生存的。
And this life needs to be supplied.
每一个生命都要得，我们今天叫做营养。
You need vitamins.
所有的营养品都是让你生命成长的。
You need nutrients for us to grow.
神预备了两种的营养。
And God has prepared two types of nutrients.
一种的营养就是神所造的世界。
And the first nutrients is the world that God created.
让你肉体的生命长大。
That your physical being can grow up.
神造人以前先造了这些人的营所需要的营养。
So when God created man, he created all the nutrients that he needs.
我们中国有一句俗语叫做兵马不动粮草先行。
The Chinese proverb has something that you all understand, but I don't.
你要调动军队的时候啊。
When you want to move the armies.
你要先调动这个后勤部门的粮草。
Then you must, when you move the army, you must first move the supply.
你的军队到了，粮草还没有到，你军队都饿死了。
If your army arrives without the food, that all the army will die of starvation.
这是跟神学的。
This is to learn from God.
神创造人以前。
And when God created man, before God created man,
先造人所需要的营养。
He has created the nutrients that the world needed.
然后造了人来享受他的营养。
Then he created man in order to enjoy those nutrients.
让人可以活在地上。
That man can live in the world.
空中的飞鸟，地上的走兽，海里的鱼。
That all the fishes in the water and all the living being on the earth.
都是供给人的肉体、
They、
肉身。
To supply the physical needs of the man.
神还有第二种的粮。
And the second nutrient
是为着我们的灵用的。
It's for our spirit.
主耶稣就是从天上降下来生命的粮。
And Jesus Christ is the living bread from heaven to earth.
这是一个属灵的粮。
It is a spiritual food.
我们平常叫做灵粮。
We say this is the spiritual food.
灵粮是什么呢?
What is it?
根据圣经,
According to the Bible,
灵粮就是神的话。
The spiritual food is the word of God.
你把神的话吃下去,
You eat of God's word.
非常甘甜,
It's full of sweetness.
比蜂房下底的蜜还甘甜。
It's even sweeter than the honey bees.
那你所形容的就是属灵的粮。
And that is describing the word of spiritual food.
这一个属灵的粮的实际。
And this spiritual food is actual thing.
就是基督。
Is Christ himself.
基督就是我们属灵的粮。
Jesus Christ is our spiritual food.
你的属灵的生命要增长吗?
In order for your spiritual life to grow up.
就是得着基督。
That is to gain more Christ.
基督增长。
When Christ grows in you.
在你里面多一点。
More in you.
属灵的增长。
Then you grow spiritually.
那么用另外的话说，
In other words,
你基督多一点，
The more of Christ you have,
像他多一点，
The more you look like him.
基督少一点，亚当就多一点。
The less of Christ you have, the more of Adam you shall be.
你要脱离亚当吗？
You want to be delivered from Adam?
让基督在你里面多一点。
Then let Christ grow more in you.
我们一生的年日就是在这个矛盾当中。
So our whole life.
所以有的基督徒三十年了，
so some Christian can be a Christian for 30 years.
他不像基督徒，
still do not look like Christian.
他的思想是 世俗的，
his mind is the worldly mind.
他的追求是世俗的，
he's seeking the worldly thing.
他的属灵的生命怎么能增长呢？
How can his spiritual life grow up?
他的 肉体都增长，
he will grow in his fleshly life.
但是基督没有增长，
but Christ do not grow.
就是因为他的生活离开了基督徒所应有的圣徒的体统。
Because he lived a life not fitting for the saints.
他所思想的就是肉身的需要。
And all he think about is his physical needs.
世界的需要。
His worldly needs.
所以求主提醒我们。
May the Lord remind us.
圣灵开启我们。
May the Holy Spirit
enlighten us. 让我们知道我们不只是圣徒，
Not only we are saints,
而且我们还需要有圣徒的体统，
but we should live a life fitting for the saints.
让我们在我们里面的基督一天增长一点，
that the Christ in us could grow up day by day,
直到有一天完全像他一样，
until one day we are truly like him.
我们的努力没有用，
Our struggle is useless.
我们只要里面肯,
if you are willing,
我们里面的灵里啊, 那个会学习, 灵里有反应,
that we learn to respond to God in our spirit.
你圣徒,
then you can build up the life fitting for the saints. It's concerning the change of mind. Not even 1 second.
就是当你里面有圣灵催促的时候,
so when you are reminded by the Holy Spirit,
你即刻顺服,
straight away you submit to the Holy Spirit. It's not something hard. You learn to listen to the moving of the Holy Spirit. Then Christ can grow within you.
有一天,
one day,
你就长成满有基督的身量,
then you can live out the full stature,
到那一天,
the full measure of the stature of Christ.
全然成圣,
then you can be fully sanctified.
就配合了你自己的身份,
then your life will be fitting to your identity.
今天的交通的题目, 真理,
how do we do it? You'll be sanctified by
神的话,
God's word, holy word.
你里面有个意念不合圣经的话,
if you have any thought that is not according to the scriptures,
圣灵马上会提醒你,
then the Holy Spirit will remind
肯定的,
you. Surely,
当你去做一件事不合圣经的话,
anything not according to the word of the Bible,
圣灵肯定提醒你,
the Holy Spirit will surely remind you.
我们很多基督徒的生活是明知故犯的,
many Christians always know what was wrong and still do that.
你向亚当投降,
you surrender to Adam.
那么你在基督的成分上长进上, 你就是又慢了一步,
then you became slower in your growth in Christ.
保罗的秘诀是这样,
Paul's secret is this.
我们每一个人的秘诀都是这样,
and our secret should be the same.
求主恩待我们,
may the Lord be gracious to us.
让我们认识我们的身份地位,
that we may know our position, our identity.
让我们也羡慕这个在基督里的长进,
that we may desire spiritual growth.
在唱那一首诗歌的时候,
when we sang that hymn,
我们就感觉完全不同了,
then we will find that we feel totally different.
主我要向你,
Lord, may I be like you.
正当我祈求的时候,
that's when I seek after you.
把你的爱浇灌下来,
pour down your love into my heart.
让我能够顺服,
that I may obey you.
让我能够接受,
that I may submit you.
这就是信而顺服的那个原则,
that is the principle of trust.
说起来做基督徒很简单,
actually become a Christian is very
easy,
because God does not want us to labor on our own.
信而顺服,
but God wants us to trust and obey.
我今天在肉身活着,
the life I live now in the flesh,
因信神的儿子而活,
I live by faith in the Son of God.
亚伯拉罕因信称义,
Abraham lived by faith,
我因信而活,
I live justified by faith, I live by faith.
这个活就是每一天的生活,
it is a living, daily living that we are going to
experience. 我们就成为一个真实的圣徒,
then suddenly we became a true Christian.
这就是神最喜悦的事,
that is something that God desires.
求主恩待我们,
may God be gracious to us,
让我们都得着这样的经历,
that we may have that experience,
过这样的生活,
to live that life.
我们祷告,
let us pray.
爱我们的主,
Lord who loves us,
因着你的话, 我们感谢你,
because of your word we thank you,
因着你的旨意, 我们感谢你,
because of your will we thank you.
我们不知道什么时候我们这样的蒙恩,
we are not sure how we be by grace,
我们不知道你为什么爱上像我们这样的人,
we are not sure how you love us,
愿意得着我们,
and gain us,
做你永远的产业,
to be your eternal inheritance.
主, 我们感谢你,
Lord we thank you, Lord.
你的话说,
your word says that we may be sanctified by your truth, but our experience so few and far between. We
are
so comfortable living in old Adam. We are not accustomed to live in Christ. May Lord help us. Not only given us such a wish, That we may learn to forget the past and stretching towards before. Give ourselves totally into your hands. May the Holy Spirit work unceasingly in our hearts until we fully submit to you. May you listen to our prayers. Receive our heart desire. Pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.